www.packersradio.com.
101 WIXX, your home for the Packers Radio Network. Time to break down the game with Murphy, Katie, Nick, and the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Rodgers takes quick toss right side. Oh, yes. Gets a block from Dobbs. Touchdown, Green Bay. You know, Wayne, you look at that first half and you're thinking, all right, we got this.
Here it is.
We've got this. And it didn't take long for it to go the other way, did it?
Yeah, you know, quick rhythm passing, getting the receivers involved in space, that type of thing. The Giants were pretty banged up in the secondary, not giving the Giants a chance to get their pass rush going. I think that was the game plan going in, and it really worked early in the ball game, that's for sure. And, you know, in the second half, things seemed to turn a little bit. But what was surprising, and I guess we should have known this going in, is that Don Martindale, the defensive coordinator of the Giants, legendary for his exotic blitzes and pressure packages. And we didn't see a whole lot of that. And we should have known because, and by we, I mean those of us observing. But Matt LaFleur pointed out to me before the game, he said, you know, Martindale only blitzed once when he was the defensive coordinator at Baltimore last year when the Packers played out there. He only blitzed Rodgers once. And they didn't do a lot of blitzing yesterday either. They elected to cover with their banged-up secondary.
It's one of those deals, Wayne, at the end of the game where I always hesitate to question play calling for a couple of reasons. Execution always eliminates second-guessing. And secondly, you know, I don't really know. I'm not looking at the all 22. I'm not reading the defense. I'm not sure if Aaron is changing a play or what the call really is. But it was staggering at the end of the game. My eyes told me one thing, and actually the play chart, and when you go down the list of what was called the 2-1 margin of passing to running, when you were being pretty effective with the running game, just jumps off the page. It was really strange.
That last drive you're talking about, 14 plays to a 4th-and-1 at the Giants' 6-yard line, that 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 at the 6-yard line, and elected to pass both times. Now, a couple of things there. They felt like the Giants were loading the box. They were playing single safety high most of the day. That puts an extra guy in the box, and that's a tough formation to run against. But nonetheless, on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1, they elected to pass both times. And this is where, at least on the last one, I remember when McKinney, I believe, knocked it down, the safety, that was a blitz, obviously. Kayvon Thibodeau got the other one. I believe he got a piece of that, too. And a couple of batted passes, that was really well done by the Giants. But again, you know, on that drive, 14 plays, only 5 running plays, 9 passing plays.
Yeah, to Nick's point, you're a pretty easy team to defend against if all you're doing is lining up in the shotgun, like every single time, right? I mean, not a lot of...
Yeah, you know, guys, I think it comes down to this, and we've been talking about it all year. Jones and Dillon have to get 25-plus, probably 30 touches a game, and they got 21 yesterday. 21 touches, 114 yards. You know, that's what, over 5 yards a touch. But 21 touches, that's just, you know, I'm sure Matt LaFleur probably is going to go back and look at that and say, you know, we really should have gotten into those guys more than that.
Defense didn't help us with some really untimely penalties, too. It wasn't the overwhelming number of yards given up in penalties yesterday, but the timing. A couple of sacks got wiped out, the unsportsmanlike conduct inside the 10, Bakhtiari's false start with that final, you know, last chance heave that you were going to have. All those little things. It was the overwhelming nature of the few penalties and their timing that just crushed a few opportunities for them.
Yeah, 7 penalties, 37 yards. You're right, the yardage not the big factor. But when those penalties occurred, it seemed like they were crushing each time.
I got to be honest,
that
though. That penalty on Douglas was silly. For unsportsmanlike, yes. Like on the tackle, that was ridiculous.
I can't agree with you more. Yeah. The back or the receiver is going for extra, you know, still turning away.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, that was ridiculous. That you know, I think the league is into this. And we saw it, I guess, in the Miami game yesterday, the reaction to hits and that type of thing, and yep, potential concussion situations. That reaction is what we're feeling, you know. But that you're going to have one of those in a game. You have to overcome that. But you know, I really think here's the thing on the defense, guys. What they were on the field almost the entire second half, and that can't happen. There wasn't, as Matt said after the game, they didn't play complimentary football in that second half. especially third quarter, when the offense comes on the field after the defense has been out there for a long drive and they go 1-2-3 and out.
Yeah, crazy. 720 at WIXX. We'll take a quick time out. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football on the Murphy in the Morning Show on WIXX.
All right, you know, Wayne, when you have an offense that has only managed to score 20 second-half points the entire season so far, it would be helpful to have your defense get a few turnovers, and we're not really getting the turnovers yet, are we, on the defense?
Yeah, no, that's, you know, Murph, that's the thing that is a little surprising to me, in that this is a defense that last year had 18 interceptions and 26 takeaways overall, and this year, one interception and four takeaways in five games. And I understand, you know, sometimes turnovers are the residue of luck. Sometimes, okay? Bounce of the ball, that kind of thing. Maybe the other side makes a bad throw, whatever. But, you know, that's part of being a good defense is triggering the ball loose. And I think Joe Barry, I think Matt LaFleur would certainly tell you that that's a part of it. Yeah, sure, you want to stop the run? Absolutely. You want to defend the pass well, but you really, as in today's game, there's no 85 Bears out there. There's no 2000 Baltimore Ravens. The rules won't allow those teams to assemble. But in today's game, the takeaway table is as big a part of defense as it's ever been. And in fact, in this day and age where you basically control things in terms of running yardage and passing yardage, takeaways are what gives the defense the edge. And they were unable to do that yesterday. Guys, I thought the game turned at late second quarter, Cleveland's last drive in the first half, okay? The Packers are up, a very comfortable lead. I believe it's 17-3.
Yeah.
And Cleveland drives 11 plays, 86 yards before halftime to a touchdown. They get back into the game. I said Cleveland, I meant New York.
Yeah.
They get back into the game at that point, okay? And then they come out and they go, you know, 11 plays, 56 yards to a field goal. Packers first drive, 7 plays, 41 yards, a punt. The next drive for Cleveland, 15 plays, 86 yards, and a touchdown. And that's where the Packers went 1-2-3 and out.
Yep.
And that's really where the game swung in that period of time.
I thought that was so devastating, not only from an offensive standpoint, to not just kind of settle in, settle down, do what you were doing, control. You got 10 minutes to go, so maybe this would be a real nice 7-minute drive here and take it back. But then your defense is just grabbing their shorts at that point. They're fried, and then they have to come right back out after about a minute and a half. It was just brutal for them.
You know, Wayne, does that play into the fact that we're not playing a lot of man-to-man either? A lot of zone defense, and we got some pretty studly guys back there. When you get tired like that, do you find yourself falling back into a zone more often than a man-to-man?
I don't know necessarily about that, Murph, but, you know, I will say this about the zone, and Larry McCarron pointed this out at least two or three times in the game. When the Giants got people wide open downfield in the passing game, and it was like these deep crossing patterns that were popping wide open. And Daniel Jones, by the way, who I thought was very impressive yesterday, he was doing a great job of picking it apart. And we've seen that, guys, receivers, it seems like when they're open, my goodness, they're way open. You know what I mean? They're high school open, not college. Not NFL open, they're high school open. And so it's interesting. I'm not quite sure what they can do to tighten that up. I think, you know, obviously you could go and play man-to-man. That's not quite the theory that Joe Barry likes to go with, but certainly he has that in the toolbox, and maybe we will see a little more man-to-man defense to combat some of what the offenses are doing to the Packers downfield.
How did you and Larry and everybody, how did you adjust to the whole time thing? You talked in pre-game, you talked about how you thought the players were coming through it pretty good from what you were seeing from the walkthroughs and the practices and stuff. Did you feel everybody adjusted pretty good to the time change?
Yeah, I think so, Murph. And the fact that, you know, we got back around, 11:30, 12 o'clock last night in Green Bay. Now, the time that I think most people and the medical people I talk to are a little more concerned about this week than last week. You know, there was, I think they were able to adjust. I think they had enough time to do that. I don't think that impacted the game in any way for either team. I think how they handle this next game and the obvious jet lag you're going to get today and tomorrow, and sometimes it can even bleed over into a Wednesday. But by Sunday, it should be good. How the preparation goes during the week is all that matters now. And that you wonder about sometimes playing on the heels of a trip like this to Europe. But you got to be honest with you guys, it went really smooth. The league did a great job. They do everything, including the flights and all that. And Roger Goodell told us during the game or before the game, when we had him on yesterday, the commissioner said what they're trying to do is to make sure that these games in Europe, the routine is as close as they can get it to a regular season game, you know, in the States. Mm-hmm. It's a big road trip, but nonetheless. And I'll be honest with you, I thought it went extremely well in that regard.
Very good. Well, you know, early in the season, so that Jets coming to town, we'll just announce that one in the
old W column right away. Back to backs, you got Giants, Jets, no sweat.
Not as easy for this Jets team, is it?
Yeah. What did the Jets put, 40 on the board?
Yeah.
I know they knocked out another, Florida quarterback, Miami quarterback, but nonetheless. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. They put 40 points on the board. I was watching a little tape of them last night. They're getting better, guys. This is not going to be an easy laydown game.
I don't think so. Well, listen, my friend, get some sleep and enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Okay, bud?
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good week.
Thank you, Wayne. That's going to do it for Talking Football here on IXX.